DSP, you guys have dropped 6 of 9. You know that. You don't need me to tell you that. And I know you'd probably say you guys aren't playing your best hockey in kind of these, you know, recent days. What has Todd Ritten said to you? I mean, because everybody knows that it's not going great, right? But you guys know you're able to see that big picture. You know how much of a grind it is over 82. Every team kind of goes through this. How do you approach it? Is it you put more emphasis on maybe doing some small things or a big game tonight, like playing the Islanders? What has he said to kind of get you guys out of this?
I mean, just that it's a long year. Every team goes through this at some point. You know, especially in January, February, the kind of, you know, dog days of the season, things are pretty tough around this time. So, you know, it's not a lack of, you know, effort or anything like that. It's just a couple, mistakes and, you know, taking our kind of our focus away at certain times, and it kind of just ends up in the back of our net. But, no one's too worried about it. I mean, relatively early, I guess you could say. I mean, it's the middle of the year, and like I said, every team goes through it. We've all been through it, no matter if you're here before or somewhere else.
I'm not making excuses for you guys. I know you got your butts kicked by Nashville, and that's going to happen. But to me, that's one of those games that's kind of scheduled tough and as a loss, where second night of a back-to-back, they're waiting for you. You're traveling there. They got fresh legs. Tonight, to me, is different. You're at home. You got the energy of Trotz being in the building. You got a ceremony before the game for Brooks Orpik in his 1,000th game. There's a lot of reasons with the rest that you've had the last couple of days where I say this is a big game. If you guys came out flat and got worked over by the Islanders, I would be more concerned, I guess. When, if you're saying you're not really worried at all about anything that's happened so far, like, when would you start to be? What would have to happen to lead to that?
I don't know. I don't think, you know, anyone's too worried regardless of what happens tonight. Obviously, you know, the plan is to come out, like you said, firing and feeling good about ourselves. But, I mean, we got 4 games before the break. You know, we just have to make sure we play pretty well before that and then kind of take your mind off it, and then you get to restart again. So I don't think there's any – I'm not really sure what can happen to make anyone start to panic. I don't think there is any panic in this room regardless.